Anyway, after the election loss, the mayor appointed me to the city's utility board.
Is that LaFortune?
Mm-hmm. Mayor LaFortune. That board had never had a woman, and he appointed me as the first woman to that board. I had learned in the League of Women Voters, you know, how to be a good public servant. You had important questions to ask. One, is it legal? Two, who benefits? Three, who pays? And this served me well. I began to ask questions. I began to read reports. I began to visit neighborhoods and to understand what the city did. My friend Ann Patton used to say, you can take over a whole society with new and used water. She said it's a very powerful board, and powerful board it was. We were struggling with how to get city services out to the new areas. Who would benefit? Who would pay? So, by that time, the city was beginning to flood. We were having terrible floods about every 2 years, 70, 74, 76. Most horrible flood was the 84 flood. The city had to begin to deal with flooding. We were losing lives. We were losing neighborhoods. The flood victims began to agitate and begin to come to city commission meetings and began to know more about flooding than the city did. We didn't have a hydrologist. Streets and Public Property was run by a staff member who was a street person. We knew about streets. We didn't know about hydrology. We didn't have a hydrologist in the city. So the city really didn't know what to do. And as I said, we began to shore up the banks of the streams, and the water just flowed downstream and caused another flood. But the flood victims began to understand what was happening. It was very, very interesting. They began to go out in a rain and measure water and look at the water flow, map the water flow, and figure out what had happened to the creeks, where the floodplains were likely to be affected. They would come to City Hall, and they would instruct the government about what was happening in their neighborhoods along their creeks. Finally, because of these repeated floods, the city had to do something. I guess that's about when I decided to run for office. I watched some of the floods. I'd been on the water board. Several women were on boards by that time, and women were networking, and we were all talking to each other, trying to understand what to do, what was needed.